Baby. Baby, please. I can't move my leg. Or like the entire lower half of my body if we're gonna be sprawled out on me like this. As much as I love being your personal portable heater, I have to go to work. Okay, well, not have to, but extra hours won't hurt, you know?
It'll hurt your feelings. Aww. Baby, you're so cute.
I'm sorry, baby, but I want to go. I have to go. Well, no, they aren't going to pay me for overtime, but I want to maintain a good relationship with my managers. You know how it is. I am not overworking myself. I am simply proving myself as a reliable and trustworthy employee. Baby, you're not gonna die if you go one morning without my pancake. You're so dramatic. Oh. You make better pancakes than me anyway. Yes. Yes. Yes, you do. Don't try to fight it. Yours are always so fluffy. I do like mine a bit crispy though. That's... probably why I make mine that way. You prefer my crispy ones? You're just trying to butter me up as much as you butter up your favorite pancakes. yeah, baby, whatever. If I give you head scratches until you fall asleep, will you consider letting your faithful servant leave her duties of being a personal teddy bear? I thought so. Does that feel good, baby? You always have this tiny little smile when you're all warm and comfy. It makes your cheeks all puffy and your dimples show. And you're especially cute when you wake up. Grumpy and damn near ready to light the first person you see on fire. So feisty. But cute nonetheless. You're always so clueless and empty-headed besides cuddling. The way you wander around the apartment sleepily, trying to find me and crawl back into my lap. Maybe I'm rambling to get you sleepy. Maybe I'm not.
If anything,
I'm making myself sleepy. Okay, baby. I never texted them back saying yes anyway, so I guess I can stay here with you.
Stay forever. Be your eternal cuddle buddy.
yeah, baby, whatever. Take your cute ass back to sleep, and I'll make you pancakes later. Okay? Yes, baby. I'll rub your back too. Go to sleep. Oh my gosh. You're so spoiled.